Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yes, it is. Welcome along, folks. PJ and Jim's podcast. It is Glory Days. Good to have you with us this week. Thanks a million for joining us, wherever you might be in the world.
Yeah, I'm on a mad one now. We were talking about your lawnmower on the show.
Yeah.
And I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about that middle-age excitement that comes with new things in the house. You know, we were going through it and all of that stuff, and now I'm jealous, basically.
You're jealous.
Do you know what it is?
You're desperate to get your hands on some sort of new thing.
I am. Do you know what it is? I've got consumer envy. Because now I know you're leaving here.
There's not much point in you getting a lawnmower, is there? Because you'd never bother cutting your grass.
I'd never bother cutting the grass.
You could shoot the kind of Vietnam movies and stuff.
Jungle movies.
Like Jungle Cruise, that rock movie could have been shot in your garden.
I'd buy goats, only the tigers would eat them. Do you know, that's the way it's gone now. That's how bad the gardens have to get these days.
Right.
You'd lose a goat in the back garden.
Wow.
It's getting to that stage. But I have buyers.
Hope you're not intending on asking me to call around with me lawnmower, aren't
you? Are you joking? You wouldn't take a beautiful machine. You wouldn't take the Maserati of the lawns of Ireland into this jungle that I have created in the back garden.
If you went to cut that now, would you have to go at it like old style with like a scythe or something or whatever those things are called?
You'd need a scythe and you'd need to be like Death himself coming through the thing.
So basically, coming out. You need the Grim Reaper to be your gardener.
Yeah, essentially.
He shows up to take somebody on the roadway. It's like, here, you wouldn't do that garden for us, would you?
Yeah, exactly.
You're joking.
Yeah.
You used to be all day doing that.
You let my dogs out for a shite and they don't go into the grass. They just look at it and go, they growl. And whatever beasts that are living in those long grass, they're too afraid to go into it.
Oh my God, that must be amazing.
But anyway. I still have buyer's envy because I can see you now going home and getting into your, you know, getting into your brand new tracksuit for the grass and putting on your leather gloves, getting ready to push this beautiful machine.
A tracksuit and leather gloves?
Yeah, that's how you do it, I imagine. You're getting into your tracksuit leather gloves and putting on your fine lawn sandals and pushing your way through.
You'd need to get those proper. You'd have to go like those lads who think they're members of a SWAT team. You know those lads, and their trousers have 15 different pockets and hooks for every sort of attachment.
Yeah.
And like the utility belts that Batman would be envious of and all them. You know those lads?
I love that. I always feel intimidated by those men. You know when you're in a spa and there's a lad standing next to you and he's just got all these unused belt hooks and trouser loops and all. You know these lads, you look at these fellas and you feel like there's a real man.
Exactly. I've always felt a little bit sort of, you know, what's the word? Emaciated? No, not emaciated.
Emasculated.
Emasculated.
Yeah.
Thank you. By those lads.
He even has a measuring tape hanging next to his Mickey. No, those lads. It's as if when he goes for a slash, he pulls it out next to it and just goes, look at
still
that.
Still impressive.
Still two.
Still impressive.
Still 27 inches of pure Irish sirloin steak. Am I jocks, you know? And then he just lets it go. And it,
brilliant.
And it's connected to to his actual zipper. So as it flicks back, it rolls up his trousers.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I always feel like these fellas are the real men. And then they might be in front of you and they go, is there anything else you want? Yeah, can I have a sandwich? Like, Jesus Christ, he's 17. He's only an apprentice. And here's me standing next to him in my short pants at 46 going, can I have a bag of jellies, please?
You see, the weird part about that's borderline on a true story, because BJ is in his short pants and did buy a bag of jellies.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I got these new jellies yesterday when I was standing behind the 17-year-old real man.
All right.
Smoothies. Did you hear these smoothies?
No.
Oh, they're lovely jellies. Oh, they're so smooth. They're like liquid going in. Anyway, what am I doing talking about this?
I was just going to say, what? Like, this is extraordinary. You're spitting distance from 50 and there you are going on about jellies.
Smoothies and 17-year-old with a big langer who are more of a man
actually,
than I am.
That's slightly more dangerous. You'd be safer talking about jellies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking about, you know what I mean? I just mean they're more man. They're more grown up than I am.
It's terrible. It's like you used to say about the worst thing that somebody can hear in their own house is, we better get the man in.
Yes.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? When something goes wrong, your washing machine breaks or a shelf falls down or the place needs painting or whatever, and you know your other half says, yeah, we better call somebody to do it.
Better get the man in.
Basically what she's saying is, like, because you're useless, you're not even a real man, you're an excuse for a man.
We get a real adult in, a real man to even come in and deal with this, and he comes in, and you know, you'll do that thing where you're trying to act like a real man, standing behind him going, so it's broken, is it? And he's like, yeah, it's broken, yeah. And
Probably the overdrive, is it?
Probably needs new parts or something, does it? Yeah. I'd say that was me because I was doing a mixed up wash yesterday on the washing machine. He's like, oh yeah, I don't know if that's had to do with it.
Yeah.
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 I think it is the mixed wash. Yeah, yeah, you know. Though some of those dyes are very hard on the mechanics behind this operation.
Yeah, yeah, don't tell me. I'll probably need to get, you know, I'll probably need to take the plaque out, do I? No, there'll be no plaque in this. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, probably not in this one, yeah. The ones with that one eye was grown up.
Yeah,
was plaque,
yeah, the ones I'm familiar with.
He's like, what are you talking about? You know.
Yeah, because sometimes then you end up... Like, I have to say now, in recent times, I have managed to accumulate a few tools. You know what I mean? Essentials that you need. Because you realise, oh, I can't... You know what I mean? I better buy one of them things because I'm going to need it a lot, right? But whereas, there was a time when, you know, there'd be lads and they'd have, you know, entire sheds of tools.
Yeah.
And power tools and everything.
Yeah, and they used them.
Yeah, and they'd use them and know how to use them.
Yeah.
And your toolkit would be about some weird warped screwdriver that had been around in the house for about 18 years.
Yeah.
And a hammer, which was sort of the hammery bit at the top, the head bit was a bit loose on the wood.
Yeah, that if you have to hit things really gently or else the hammer will fly off and go through the window. You know that? And and an old blunt axe, even though you never even owned a piece of wood. You're like, what is this even doing here?
I was just going to say, how do people end up with axes like that?
I don't know, hatchets.
The amount of people who have axes that never use them.
My elf always had a hatchet. And I never knew, he never cut a piece of wood in his life, but he always had a hatchet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even, he had a hatchet and bags of coal. I'm like, what are you going to do? At least buy wood. But I never used it. Never ever used it. You know, yeah, and all these
maybe screws. Maybe he was constantly trying to find diamonds.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to keep hitting this coal until I discover something.
Yeah, I'll escape from this family yet. One way or another. Even if it means this, I'll get out.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the, you know, if you get somebody round, I don't mean like the man, but I mean if somebody, a friend or a neighbour or something, if they came round to try and help you with something, that's always embarrassing because they'll always turn around and say, you know, they'll ask you for something. Do you have a phase tester or whatever? And you're
That's the worst thing.
I have a sweep and brush.
Oh yeah, never make a new suggestion. That's the thing. To come over, you don't have an end of a bolt hammer. And you're like, a bolt hammer? I'll have a rolling pin. Would that help? If you hit it with a rolling pin.
Yeah.
No, you're alright, don't worry about it.
Not big into the DIY yourself, Jim, no?
No. Not really, yeah. Yeah, I know, I'm terrible. I can't do anything. Yeah. Can't do anything. Like I always say, if a light bulb blows in my house, I just live in the dark. I just do everything during the day.
For your next birthday, I'm just going to buy you a pair of those Snickers trousers.
That's
it. Just so you can wear them and walk around buying your jellies when you're nearly 50.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
You'll have a pocket for every jelly.
Loads of jellies. All the pockets stuffed full of jellies. Cola bottles on one leg. Fizzy snakes in the other. Natural Confectionery Company in the front pockets. Yeah, there'll be no need for a tape measure on me. I'll be just measuring the length of me jelly snakes.
Oh, that's what you're calling it now, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, listen, folks, well, let's give you some best bits, right? So here's what we have here this week. A couple of selections that we took from the week just gone. There was one of the days we were chatting about emails and texts and about the fact that PJ never reads his. Right, and it turns out he wasn't actually alone in that regard.
No, yeah, I think a lot of people...
And it was better for you.
Anyone with a bit of sense and mental calm doesn't read emails.
We also discovered during the week that apparently your in-laws are very, very important in your relationship. In fact, the big headline was that they're more important than adult mammy and daddy time.
Yeah.
Or daddy and daddy or mammy and mammy or whatever, you know, they're just all of that bedroom activity.
I would say, in truth, if you could avoid both, you'd be doing well.
So you'll hear that. Also, of course, actually, speaking of emails and texts and everything, we were talking about phones during the week and how people have gotten into that habit of getting a new one and then handing their old one to somebody else, like, you know, whatever, their brother or their ma or their dad or something.
To hand me up as opposed to hand me down, yeah.
Exactly, which was never, as PJ said, you know, again, one of those things that qualifies as no good deed goes unpunished. And then, of course, I was getting, as this podcast started, I was getting more stick from PJ Gallagher because I happened to mention one of the days I was going to go home and cut me grass.
I don't think it's stick.
With me new lawnmower.
It's not stick, it's complete and utter admiration for the fact that you've got a brand new model.
Anyway, have a listen, folks. We'll talk to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
I'm sure there's plenty of people well ensconced in the old job, PJ.
Oh, for sure.
Plenty of people stuck in, whether they're at home or in the office or wherever they happen to be, stuck into the emails.
One
of the great joys of work.
Email.
Oh, my God.
Email should be used as one thing. I mean, they're saying now, there's this, like, this university researcher has discovered that emails are bad for your health and keyboard workers probably aren't even aware of how much electronic messaging is stifling their productivity, harming their personal well-being. And Professor Kevin Daniels, he's in the University of Sussex, says, like, one simple move, he reckons, would be to turn off your notifications at the very
absolutely.
Least. Absolutely.
I've
them
done
constantly
that on loads of things. I've done that on all sorts of social media, all sorts of stuff. It's nothing worse. You see, I have a touch, as you well know, touch the old OCD. So if I was to see on my emails, right?
Yeah.
You know, 24 unread email, that would annoy me. I'd have to open all them and then delete them.
And would you read them all?
Well, I'd have to make sure that, well, it depends. I mean, obviously, if, you know, the spam filter kicks in, that's great. You know what I mean? It gets rid of a lot of it, not all of it. But then there's all those ones that you inadvertently sign up for. You know, you're buying something.
Oh, for God's sake,
Oh, my God. And, you forget to untick the box or whatever it is you have to do. And you get constantly, you know, trying to be sold everything under the sun.
So do you open those emails, though?
I just delete them.
Oh, you just delete them.
But then the other thing I have to do is, as part of it, is I have to empty me trash.
Oh, you don't. you're mad. You're absolutely mad. You're too into it.
I have to clear it. I have to feel like the decks are clear.
Everything's clear. That's the problem. That's pressure.
Yeah.
That's pressure. No, I check my emails once. Maybe on a weekend.
Do you check your emails?
Well, no.
Do you check your... I literally said to PJ really early this morning, there was that news story about Tom Jones doing these gigs. And we actually got an invite. It was emailed to us. And I said, see, we got that invite to Tom Jones. And he goes, what? Did we? I said, yeah, I was on your emails. Oh, jeez, I'd never see that.
No, okay. Here's what happens. On the very rare occasion I do check my email, right? And it is rare. If there's three there, I'll read them.
Right.
If there's five or more, delete all. Gone. Delete all. Gone. Just delete everything, yeah.
Wow.
Just gone. Delete. I haven't time for this. I've a very unbusy life to sort of be lounging around
in. You'd have multiple accounts, wouldn't you? You'd have your Nova one. You'd have your own one. You'd have whatever.
I do, yeah. There's three accounts there.
And they all feed into one.
And they all feed into the one thing. So if there's five or more, forget about it. They are not getting read. Delete all. Gone. And if it's important, I mean, to be honest, most people ring me and say there's an email there for
you. That's true. That's what's mad about it.
You know,
people send you an email and then go, they ring you and go, I'm about to send you an email.
Will you read it?
What?
And I'm like, when did you send it?
Because you're not telling me now that you're on the phone.
I'm like, yeah, what is it? Yeah, like you're literally on the phone to me. Or text it to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're ringing me and telling me that, like, and then I have to do the whole thing where going, oh, I haven't seen it. Oh, I can't find it now because I've deleted it, so I have to pretend.
The one thing is, you're not, obviously, but those people who literally have to check an email the moment it came in.
Oh, jeepers, the pressure.
Like, it's one thing to sort of check them in the morning or maybe drop in at some stage during the day and check them or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You know those people that, like, they see emails almost the same as, like, a text.
Yeah.
That nearly you're supposed to check it straight away.
As if
in case it's anything.
Instantaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you joking me? Like, I've enough of that going on in my life.
Yeah.
I have to deal with instantaneous bouts of hunger. Going to the toilet.
Yeah, emergency number nine.
Emergency number nine. I have to deal with all these things. I have to deal with, like, life. And then you're telling me I have to, like, treat an email as if it's a... I was going to say a text message, but I don't really answer them very much either.
Yeah, we've all noticed that too.
You know, you know what I mean. You're in the middle of something. Maybe you're in the middle of a nap.
We don't really answer phones much either. Like, people who we genuinely regard as friends, they come up and it's like, oh, hey, Colin, oh, I'm not answering that now.
Oh,
he talks for ages.
Yeah,
or
you know these people. I sent you a text there about a text. You know, I'm obviously ignoring it. Are the worst people is they send you a text and then they ring you. Oh, my God. I know people that when they send me a text, I have to immediately get the phone on, lighten it fast onto airplane mode. So when they ring about the text, I won't be able to talk to them.
Brilliant.
You know, that's the, you know, that was,
yeah. Because the email thing, surely nowadays, like outside of, I mean, you wouldn't use email as something that's, you know, instantaneous, as you say, immediate.
Never.
An email is something that, you know, eventually, sometime, you will stumble across.
Yeah, and like, let's face it, if it's a real emergency, they'll buy a stamp. You know, if they're that determined.
A stamp?
Yeah, if they're, like, if email has failed, calls have failed, texts have failed. Yeah. If it's a real emergency, they'll buy a stamp.
Yeah, or knock on your door. Now, you see, that's what you could be toying with now, PJ. Oh, people might start knocking on your door.
They better hope I'm waiting on a Just Eat, because I wouldn't be answering that either, to be honest.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
As the expression goes, I'm on the horns of a dilemma.
You are on the horns of a dilemma, don't you?
At the moment, because I tell you something, you know the way apps never agree?
Yes.
Right?
Weather apps.
Yeah. They never agree with each other. Right. And then you have John, our John, giving us the weather. And he said sort of blustery and changeable and all sorts of things. And then, you know, I've got the YR one that I normally used to trust. I used to thought that was a good one.
Same here.
That was saying it might be smattering around about 12 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Whereas the Med Aaron one is saying no rain till about 3 o'clock.
Right, today, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, I'm contemplating whether I'm going to get my grass cut.
This is a big day, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand what a big day this potentially could be. Jim McCabe, there's big days in a person's life. The first day, big day for a man, I think, you know, is when he gets his first taste of independence, he gets his first car.
Right.
And then there's the day when he gets his first ever brand new lawnmower. And this is it. It could be the day, Jim. You got your new lawnmower today. You might be able to use it.
What an unbelievably middle-aged thing.
I know.
To be excited about you, because the old lawnmower crapped out on me, right? It went kaput.
But it wasn't. It was a used lawnmower.
Oh, yeah. No, I had gotten it second hand. Somebody had left it there.
Yeah.
Because it was about 30 years old or something.
But the one you have is brand new, isn't
it? And I got a new one. Right, because I had to get one to cut the grass, obviously.
Oh, jeez, I'm so excited for you.
I tell you something, it's all shiny and all, and it's, oh my God, and it's so much, it's got all sorts of automatic things on it.
I'm excited for you. It hasn't even turned a wheel, this thing. Not even a mile on it.
When you said wheel, I thought you were thinking it was some sort of ride-on.
That I
bought myself a tractor. No.
No, it's a
pusher. Just mean a normal wheel.
I just mean a normal wheel. Not a mile on this thing. This is a
not
big day.
Not at all. I tell you, it's exciting. And it's got,
my God.
And I tell you something. It's got a, what do you call that thing? An automatic clutch.
Oh, that's amazing.
Throttle thing.
Choke.
Yeah. Choke. An automatic choke. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. I tell you something. It's right. It's up there with the time I got me Dyson. Remember how excited I was when I got me Dyson?
I do. He was naming off the parts out of the catalogue and all. That he's getting there. This idea and all the bits and pieces. This is a big day. I can't wait. I want you to document it all.
This day will come to you, PJ Gallagher. You're not that many years away from being the age where you look forward to getting a new Hoover and a new lawnmower.
And the pride you're going to feel when you strike up that engine for the first time,
oh,
and you hear the roar of the, and then you do your first line in the grass, your first stretch, the first time you empty out your new bucket into a black bag.
I tell you something, mock ye not, right? Mock ye not. Beck's just been on to say, oh, Jim, I know how you feel. I got a new one in April. And I haven't let anyone cut the grass since.
Of course, you see, she looks forward to it.
Do you know, that's what happened, actually. Now I do all of the hoovering in our house. Vacuuming. Somebody's going to pull me up and saying hoovering. But all the vacuuming in the house because I got so excited about the Dyson. I've used it as an excuse to make me do all the work.
I know, but it's like it's a big deal. You get these things. We people forget. We grew up through the 70s, through the 80s and all. When a Hoover, you had to rub it till the carpet fell to pieces and then pick up the dust after.
Remember carpet sweepers?
Yeah, I do remember them.
Which was basically just a Hoover with no engine.
Yeah, I remember those.
Man-powered.
I remember the lawnmowers that you just had. They're just blades. You didn't plug them in. There was no petrol or nothing. Yeah. So they don't understand that you get to this level in your life that you can buy a Dyson which can suck so hard it'll literally suck the souls out of a grave. These things, they're so powerful.
And Bernie's on my side as well. Jim, go for it. Great weather for cutting grass.
Yeah, get in. I'm telling you, Jim, it's a big spin. This is a big day.
I didn't realise people were that passionate.
Of course they are. You're going to be so proud. You should buy yourself a grass cutting uniform and everything. I think you need one.
What, like with my name on it? No.
But yeah, Jim, yeah. And
Groundskeeper Jim.
Groundskeeper Jim. I like a pair of overalls that you use and a pair of gloves that you use, like driving gloves.
Oh, what? Driving gloves?
Yeah.
Like Alan Partridge.
Exactly. So for your lawnmower, so you have these lovely leather driving gloves that are purely for the lawnmower.
I remember, it doesn't feel like that long ago that you'd get this excited if you were getting a new pair of runners. Do you know what I mean? Like the latest something or other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like the way you get about technology with things like phones and stuff. You know, when you got the new Apple phone or you got your first ever iPhone or something.
Exactly. And that's why you need to enjoy this lawnmower before it's upgraded. Before your neighbour comes with the F2000 and you're there with the F1998 and he'd be there, oh God, I see you're still good. Not a bad driver, that one. I had two of those. You'd be like, yeah, punt.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Of course, PJ's well-worn phrase, he stands by it. It's become a life motto for you, hasn't it?
It has. No good deed goes unpunished.
Absolutely.
It is just the way,
You might think you're doing something good. You might think you're being generous. You might think you're helping your fellow man.
And it comes back to haunt you.
Kicks you right in the banjos.
Kicks you right in the banjo. I like that. The banjos is a very good I get it as well. You can hear the, I can hear the noise.
You can hear the twang.
Yeah, so, but this is a new thing that's happening. Oh, well, it's not that new, really, but it is something that does happen. It's hand-me-ups. Remember hand-me-downs when we're kids?
Yeah.
You know, it was awful getting hand-me-downs.
You know, yeah.
You get
especially
a bag of your cousins' clothes.
You have five sisters in your family.
Oh, gee, yeah. You are the worst. I just had cousins. I used to get, you get a bag of your cousins' old clothes and they don't fit you and you walk around looking like a lunatic for a while. But hand-me-ups is a new thing when it comes to technology. So, you know, someone younger in the house gets a new phone or they upgrade the phone, they get a free upgrade, which means they're left with a phone. And it goes up. It goes up to granny, maybe.
Right.
And you think, well, there you go, granny. Welcome to the modern world. You are now, you can consider yourself connected. Doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, because we always just assume that better is just better. You know what I mean? That a phone that has more features and more options and, you know, whatever it might be, is just, like, more technologically advanced.
Exactly.
Would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why wouldn't granny want to see what's going on Twitter? No, it doesn't work that way. So what you're doing is, granny may have well been used to a phone. Granny or granddad may have been perfectly happy with some old phone. Now, to suit you, they've changed over because they wouldn't want the phone to waste. And then they don't know how to use the new phone. And they're getting really stressed out. They're getting really like put out by it. It's causing them anguish and anxiety in their lives trying to keep up with technology where they were perfectly happy using the sort of a Nokia 5210.
When literally the only thing that they had to do with a phone was make a phone call.
Yeah, and
that's when it was grand.
Yeah, and now you're pressuring them into using Facebook and Google Talk and all of these things.
I know a lad, and he just is determined to have that sort of stuff. He insists on having, you know, smartphone and all that sort of stuff. And all you end up doing then, you become tech support.
Yeah.
You're like a permanent 24-hour tech support. Come here, why does that keep coming up all the time? That's all you get. Why does that keep coming up on my... Oh, that keeps going.
Because that's his low battery. Plug it in.
Yeah. He turned around to me the other day and he says, do I have Instagram?
Do I have Instagram?
What's it mean? I don't know. Did you do an account? What's it on? Facebook, is it?
Yeah.
No. It's a tip. Oh,
it's like you're talking to me, Ma. And I'm there going, you should really, like, you know, every program you want is there on Netflix. You put it on the telly and everything. No problem. I can set it up for you. Oh, jeez. I know, I wouldn't want to be. I'd break it. What are you going to break?
Yeah, yeah.
You just press a button. And then she'd be looking at something else. She goes, can you watch that on Twitter? No, you can't. Oh, jeez.
Actually, here's one you'll enjoy. You know, your nemesis, the Bomber Brown.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fantastic story where he was in there. He was in the pub one day and this lad was looking up something on his phone, on his, it was an Apple iPhone or whatever it was, right? And he was looking it up. It was something to do with something that was happening at the time, right?
Yeah.
And he was trying to find something. And Pat turns around and says to him, he says, here, look it up on that. And he says, what do you mean? He said, no, here, look it up on that. That's giving him his phone, right?
Yeah.
He says, I bought that. This was a couple of years ago. Bought that. Your man in the shop said that. It's all over the iPhone. Way better phone. It's the best phone you can get. And your man said to him, well, then you look it up. And he turns around and went, well, I can't use it.
I can't use it yet. This is it, isn't it? A friend of mine went to see his ma in France, right?
Yeah.
And she dropped something on the floor and he turned the torch on his phone to look for it on the ground.
Yeah.
And she goes, Jesus, don't be using your phone over here. It'll cost you a fortune. Jay, don't be doing that. It'll cost you a fortune using that thing over here. The price of it.
Oh,
and he was like, no. It's like when I gave my ma her first phone and she answered it in the supermarket and she goes, how'd you know where I was?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you will know that we are very lucky to have our very own kind of agony aunt extraordinaire.
Very, very much so.
Relationship guru.
Yes.
In the form of the great PJ Gallagher.
Yeah.
Ready and willing to help
you. I wouldn't take any advice from me, to be quite honest with you, but I'm reading this new survey here and it reckons that getting on well with your in-laws is the most important thing to get right if you want to have a lasting relationship.
Right.
And so much so, they say it's bigger and more important than money or, you know, in the new one, you know. You know what I mean?
Well, not the SES.
Yeah, sorry, bigger
it's
than that.
It's more important than the SES.
It's more important than being in...
Oh,
no.
Oh,
yeah, more important than any of that and more important than money, getting on with your in-laws. Because,
my God.
Let's be honest, that's the hardest part of any relationship, isn't it?
What, sex?
No, that's the easy bit.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I don't know. Something's very hard getting to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of... to and fro when you get to that point, to be fair.
Sorry, is that...
Oh, jeez. Is that... Are you still wearing your socks? Is that a sock you have under? Oh, jeez. No, it's like...
Is it
dark in here?
So it's more, if you want your relationship to last, if you think this is the one,
yeah,
it's more important that you get on with your other halves.
Make an effort in-laws. To get on with the in-laws.
When you say in-laws, is it just the mother and father, or is it like all the whole family? Or
I know, it's very tempting to sort of fall into a load of old mother-in-law jokes, but it's the whole family. I find that very difficult in any relationship, especially friends and all. Oh,
friends of what? Of the other person's friends?
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing worse than your other half's friends. Oh, God. You know that old thing? Will you come out and meet me friends? Oh, my God. Really?
Is that what you know? It's the come out and meet me friend and her, you know, other half or whatever.
And then you're left talking to some...
That's what I'm saying. You're brought along as like, you know, as though you're supposed to instantly get on.
And they try and find common ground with you. Where it's like, you know, Jim, you like sport, don't you? So does Arthur. And Arthur's into fencing or something. You're like, oh, my God. How can I...
Or lawn bowls.
Yeah. So you like the old wobbly sword fights, do you?
Yeah, you like the pretend swords. Do not pretend.
Yeah, excuse me. The common ground is so difficult to find.
Yeah.
And then you have to meet, you know the way you have to meet your like your other half's father or something then. Oh, jeepers, you know how awkward that is.
Hello, yeah. I'm the fella that's seen your daughter in the new there a couple of times. Oh my God, this is an awful thing.
I know you're the relationship expert, but I would suggest maybe not starting with that line. I'm the fella who's seen your daughter in the nude a few times.
It's inferred. It's not nobody says it, but everybody knows it. And you know what I mean?
I would have to hand it to you, though. That would be quite the icebreaker.
What is it?
How you doing? I'm PJ. I've seen your daughter in the nude a few times. I feel a bit awkward in this conversation. Can I have a cup of tea?
That would be amazing. That's an extraordinary statistic to think that, because you'd imagine that, you know, like the physical love would be important.
I would have thought that's more important. That's I would have thought this is something that the two of you have together that nobody else shares. That it's very important that if you can get that right.
It's turned around somebody say, how are you getting that? Ah, yeah, no, relationship's great. Yeah. Sex is rubbish, but I get on fabulous with her man.
But our elfla. I'd say the only reason we're together is because of our elfla. No one has ever said that.
No, that's true.
We were going to break up, but you know what I mean? The lawn bowls with our elfla is just too good to sacrifice.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. And thanks a million for hanging out with us during the week and hanging out with us, joining us for the podcast Glory Days at the moment, of course. Always welcome. Always welcome indeed.
Yeah.
Every listen helps.
Every listen helps. Every little bit. So thank you very much for joining us. Oh, God, I'm exhausted after this one.
I'm not surprised. You're probably going to go and have to stock up on jellies, aren't you, for an energy rush?
Oh, I think it is.
Why did you suddenly get into jellies anyway? Because you were on a health kick for a while, right? And you were eating well and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, and of all the things that you might get, kind of nobbled by, chocolates or... Or some amazing kind of takeaway or any of that sort of junk food or whatever. Yeah, with jellies.
My nephews come into the house.
They're dealers, are they?
Oh, they're like dealers. And they're like those weirdos. I only like the red and black. So there's an abundance of multicoloured orange, greens, yellows all over the house. When
shouting
they leave,
at you.
Screaming
PJ.
At me. All these open bags with just the red and black ones gone. I can't say no. The day you say no to that is the day you say no to life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're just full of green and yellow.
Just full of green, yellow and orange goo.
Right.
And I've never felt better because of it. They're like vegetables.
You're going to crash, man. That's what's going to happen. You're going to crash.
Yeah, I know. I think I can feel it starting now, to be honest with you.
Right, listen, we'll get out of here. Thanks so much, folks, for hanging out with us. And, of course, hopefully you'll join us for the actual live radio show on Monday at 6 a.m. Depending, of course, on when you're listening to this. If it's Tuesday, you've missed it.
Yeah, but you don't worry about it. There'll be another one on Wednesday.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.